This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. What a week it was across the WHL. The 2026 Memorial Cup host has been unveiled. The Kelowna Rockets will host 6 years after the event was canceled due to COVID. WHL Commissioner Dan Neer coming up in moments. He'll comment on the CHL Selection Committee's choice among the five Western Hockey League bids. And what a week it was for WHL talent in Ontario, who carried Team CHL to a two-game sweep at the CHL USA Prospects Challenge presented by Kubota. And speaking of Kelowna, offensive star Andrew Crystal is the Tempo WHL Player of the Week. He spoke with Regan Bartel, and that's coming up a little later. First up, the Canadian Hockey League has announced the city of Kelowna has been chosen to host the 106th edition of the Memorial Cup in the spring of 2026. The Kelowna Rockets were one of five WHL franchises to submit a formal written bid back in September, which represented the largest number of CHL clubs vying to host a Memorial Cup tournament since 2009. WHL Commissioner Dan Neer spoke with Cammy Koepke on the selection committee's choice to head to the Okanagan.
Kelowna was named the host team for the 2026 Memorial Cup. What was your reaction to seeing the hardest trophy to win in sports going back to the Okanagan?
Well, we've been thinking about this for a long time as it relates to the Cup coming back to the Western Hockey League, and we want to set a bar higher than it's ever been. We're really aspiring to set new levels, and we had five clubs bid on it from really different markets, different communities across the league, and Kelowna really excelled as it relates to a well-rounded bid, covered off the hockey, covered off the business operations, covered off the community and the legacy and all of that, and I know they'll bring really exceptional everything to the event, and I'm really excited for them.
Could you tell us a little bit more about what exactly set Kelowna's bid apart?
Well, I think that they've been there before as far as being through the bid process and probably learning from that. And so some, you know, there's little things like the arrival of the Memorial Cup is a big part of the event. You know, you've got to have a team that's prepared to go. And I think that Bruce Hamilton has built teams, built competitive teams, and that's something the bid committee bought into and believed in. I think that they have a partnership base, they have a community, and they have a mayor who's really is behind this. Believe it or not, the mayor of Kelowna, Tom Dias, was the chair of the bid committee the last time they bid on this. And so he's experienced. He made a commitment from the municipality for arena upgrades. So there are a variety of things that really put him in a position to excel, and I think they'll be fantastic.
What does it say about the strength of the league that there were five teams that were able to put forward really solid bids for this?
Well, I think that it suggests that it's not COVID anymore, right? And the notion that hosting a major event like this is something that municipalities want to be a part of, provinces want to be a part of, and of course the clubs and the communities want to be a part of, and there's no surprise to me, but it's something that, you know, is an honor at the same time. The fact that there's five clubs that are willing to put the effort, the investment, the time in to get there, knowing there's an 80% chance you don't get it, I think shows how desirable and sought after this event is.
And how are you feeling about it? This is going to be your first Memorial Cup as the host commissioner.
I can't wait. I had a chance to go to Saginaw. I learned a lot. I'm going to be in Rimouski following the Quebec League. And, you know, I think that this is the crown jewel event for us, the hardest trophy to win in sports, as you alluded to earlier. And, you know, I'm just hopeful that the Western League teams show up well and have a great opportunity to compete.
How much was what they lost out on in 2020 a part of the decision-making process, just in terms of all of the work that they put into that event? You talked about having learned some lessons from that potentially as well, but how much was that and that loss of the event?
Great question. In this case, it was a clean slate, and so there was not a concession or an expectation in and around that. All five of the clubs going in were made, that was made clear, because I think if there was a scenario where it was a make good or something to that extent, I don't think everybody would have bid. But it was made clear that you're going to have to win. And you're going to have to beat four other teams as it relates to the overall components of the bid, and Kelowna did that successfully.
CHL President Dan McKenzie.
Well, it was a very competitive process. There were five cities bidding this year, which was the most we've had out of the WHL in a long time. So there was Kelowna, Spokane, Brandon, Medicine Hat, and Lethbridge. And the site selection committee had a really hard time. It was a very, very competitive process. Each of the cities was phenomenal and really put forward outstanding bids. But at the end of the day, they ended up choosing Kelowna. I think the factors for Kelowna was it was a combination of a few things. I think the fact that, they're on the cusp of getting a bunch of new renovations in the building, and that's going to, so that now the building's going to look fantastic for the event. And then you combine it with the elements of, just the community spirit, the theme they came forward with, the legacy they're going to leave, the the beauty of Kelowna, as a city and as a market to host, the CHL World in 2026. I think the feeling is it's going to be the best Memorial Cup ever.
Kelowna Rockets president and general manager Bruce Hamilton.
When I got the call from the CHL, I told them the same thing when we finished our bid, that we'll not let the CHL down by making this the greatest Memorial Cup ever, and most importantly, making our WHL partners proud of the 2026 Memorial Cup in Kelowna. We're very excited, and most of all, we're very humbled to get this honor of hosting the Memorial Cup again in Kelowna, and we know it will be the best ever because of the people that we've got around us that are going to be part of this. And we're bringing this event to this city that it'll be the greatest.
The 2026 Memorial Cup will represent the second time that Kelowna has ever played host to the tournament. Rockets previously hosted the Memorial Cup in 2004, which marked the first and only time Kelowna has won the CHL championship event. This past spring, the city of Kelowna committed to making several upgrades to Prospera Place, including the installation of a brand new scoreboard, improved lighting and sound systems, and a dedicated press box, and more to help bolster the experience of both fans and visitors.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The CHL prospects taking both legs of the CHL USA Prospects Challenge presented by Kubota in Ontario this week. The team was laden with WHL draft-eligible talent. They played a big factor in back-to-back nights, posting 6-1 and 3-2 victories over the U.S. National Development Program. In the opening game, Team CHL ran away with things, and Prince George Cougars goaltender Josh Ravensbergen went the distance as the CHL cruised to a lopsided victory.
Yeah, I felt like we had a great game, obviously. The guys did great in front of me. It gave me a lot of time to just sit there and think. But yeah, it was great. They did a great job.
In that one, Moose Jaw Warriors forward Lyndon Lakovich scored in a breakaway early, and WHL's Cammy Koepke spoke with the top prospect.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty good. I thought we got better as the game went on. I thought, everyone's first shift, I think our goal was just, get a couple of bumps and get the puck deep and hold on to possession. I think we did that, and that led to momentum. And like I said, we just stuck with our structure. We didn't try and be too cute at times. And for that matter, I thought we dominated the game in that matter.
Two teams that don't know each other very well, but it was pretty chippy out there. How would you describe the temperature of that match?
Yeah, it was definitely high. Everyone says Canada, U.S., it's going to be, that chippy physical match. And I thought both teams had their best share of it. I thought, we came out strong and they came back a little hard too with hits of their own. And I thought we handled it well. We were trying to stay out of the mix and maybe not play after the whistle. And I think we need to do a better job. I think that will just only lead to success for us.
Obviously, you had a big goal. Can you kind of take us through that?
Yeah, it was a great pass by Kindy. I saw, our defense made a good play, and I seen their D-men were a little high in the neutral zone, and I thought I had a chance where maybe I can get a scoring chance, and Kindy made a nice pass, and, the D-men was pretty tight to me, so I shot it, and I was fortunate enough to go in.
Night two in Oshawa, and Victoria Royals forward Cole Reshny would score the winner late to break a 2-2 tie as Team CHL would post the 3-2 win.
That was pretty special. I mean, just getting the opportunity to get out there in the last couple minutes there, it's definitely a big moment. So, rising to the occasion is a big thing for me. So, yeah, I was glad I could do it there.
Can you take us through what you saw on that play?
Yeah, it was kind of, Spence kept the puck in. A good play by him. I just tried to wrap around for it to Carby backdoor, and the rebound popped out. I took it back towards the net, and I saw it land, so I took the shot and went in.
saw in that game, you know, like maybe not necessarily as much ice time as you're used to, but what did Chris Millett say to you about it afterwards?
Yeah, no, you know, there's a lot of good players here, so, you know, I'm not going to be playing as many minutes as I do back home, but I knew that coming here, so just kind of taking in the moment and taking advantage of my ice time when I was out there. He was just joking with me after that. He was saving me for that moment, so, yeah, that's what he said.
Is it extra meaningful when a game has been that chippy up to that point?
Yeah, we got bad blood with these guys, so last night was a good game for us, and we really took it to them. We knew they were going to come out hard this game, so for us to do that and you know, ultimately come out on top, it was huge.
It's still so early in your draft season, but now this is huge. What lessons can you take away from this back to the Victoria Royals?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough. There's a lot of good players and all around, I guess. So I'm just trying to stick to my game and, you know, stick to the process is a big thing for me. Going day by day, week by week is a big thing for me. You know, showing up to the rink every day to get better. So that's huge for me, just taking it, sticking to the process.
The CHL coached by Chris Millett of the Kelowna Rockets. In postgame, he talked about getting Reshny onto the ice.
We got into a bit of a rhythm where he found himself on the bench a little more than probably I'd like to have had him out there. But in joking aside, I was like, I was just resting you up because I know you're clutch. So, yeah, it was good. I've seen him do it at the Holinka. I've seen him do it against us. So he's a player when the game's on the line. He's not afraid to put it in.
Millett also asked about Vancouver Giants 17-year-old standout Cameron Schmidt.
His speed. I mean, if he gets a step on you, he's got an opportunity. His release is quick. I see it all the time in Vancouver. You know, obviously leading our league in scoring. Doesn't take much for him to find an opening. I thought, he had some real good looks, a little frustrated for sure. But, you know, you take that many shots, you don't score 25 goals in the Western League for nothing. So he knows what he's capable of, but the speed is what separates him for sure.
Obviously, it's going to take a few days to decompress from all this, but what's your feeling just on the overall event itself, the 2 days, you know, having all these guys here, the best from the U.S., the best from Canada?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, to see these guys, I had 14 of them at the Holinka. So to be reunited with them, I'd love for it to be a five game series, to be honest, something early and then maybe something later on in the season, kind of like a rivalry series. It would be fun, CHL. I think it was just, it was a lot of fun to have these guys. I met some new players, some players met some new players, and I thought that they gelled really well. They really got along, had a lot of fun while doing it, and, you know, ultimately we succeeded with the goal that we set.
This was the inaugural CHL USA Top Prospects Challenge presented by Kubota, and congratulations to the team and the WHL players and staff who helped in the two-game sweep.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Washington Capitals prospect Andrew Kristel continues to put up big numbers, already passing the 300 career WHL point milestone. This past week, the 19-year-old had 9 points in 3 games. In fact, this year, he's averaging just shy of 3 points per game since returning late to Kelowna from the Washington Capitals. Voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel, spoke to the Tempo WHL Player of the Week.
Did you think he could score, though, at this pace, at this level? You know you could score, but I mean, with this type of proficiency?
Yeah, I think I definitely thought I could do this for sure and, you know, believe myself no matter what. And, you know, maybe not the exact numbers and stuff, but I definitely thought I could score at a pretty good rate. And, you know, I'm glad I kind of did it so far.
You were so pass happy when you came into the WHL. Then there was a change of mindset. Why or how did you become more of a shooter than maybe a passer? You're still a good passer, don't get me wrong, but you're shooting the puck a lot more.
Yeah, I think maybe just kind of playing the league, maybe people think I'm, you know, a little bit more of a passer, so they're kind of giving me the shot and maybe taking the passes away. But, you know, whatever the first play is there, I'm going to make. So if it's a shot or, you know, a pass, I'll make the play. But maybe at the start, I was kind of looking to pass it off a little bit more often.
Take me to where you are today. How much better of a player are you now than when we first saw you as a young 15-year-old with that full facial shield?
Yeah, definitely a little bit more mature. And I think just as a player, kind of growing my mental game, just confidence kind of being on the ice. And, you know, obviously coming in the league as, you know, 15, 16, you don't really know too much. And just kind of maturing and growing up, you kind of get more confident on the ice and comfortable. And, you know, obviously playing with some good players. So everything helps a lot.
Yeah, let's talk about your line mates and just how pivotal are they to your success. Obviously, Max Graham has been a helping hand, and playing with Aginla Teague, it seems like you guys got some great chemistry.
Yeah, I thought it's been working out, you know, really good so far, and I think we all kind of bring a different asset to the line, which I think really works well, because, you know, if you have two of the same thing, it might not always click. And I think we kind of read off each other well. And, you know, Max, you know, gets in the forecheck and, you know, creates space for both of us to kind of make some plays.
AC, what is it like to play against the best defenseman on the other team? How tough is that night in, night out?
Yeah, it's obviously hard, but I think it's a good challenge. And, you know, coming back from, you know, a couple NHL camps, I think that's what you want when you come back to, you know, develop and keep getting better. I think you kind of want to play against the top guys so you can kind of compete and, you know, stay sharp. So it's a lot of fun. It's obviously a challenge, but I think we kind of embrace it.
What is it like to score a goal on home ice? And then give me the difference between scoring a goal on opposition ice.
Yeah, I think both feel pretty good. I think at home, you know, you always got the fans cheering and everything, but also playing in some, you know, big crowds and, you know, Spokane who get pretty loud and stuff. I think scoring and, you know, shutting them up a little bit is a pretty good feeling. So I'd, you know, take any of them.
You right now are, well, according to one man's opinion, Craig Button, he had his list of players that will make the Canadian World Junior team. Your name was not on that list. Does that concern you? Does that motivate you? That means nothing.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really mean much to me. He's not really picking the team, so I'm, you know, not too worried about that. I think I just got to, you know, keep playing my game and focus. You know, obviously a little bit of external motivation just, you know, seeing that. But, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with, you know, where I'm at and all that. So I just kind of got to keep playing my game.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks goes out this week to Cammy Koepke of the WHL, as well as Andrew DeMille, as well as Regan Bartel in Kelowna. Thanks, everyone. I'm John Keane, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back.